And good afternoon. This is Tim Wenger. We are live at Buffalo Police D District headquarters on Hurdle Avenue right now. And Captain Jeffrey Ronaldo about to brief us on a missing two-month-old child that was taken from a running vehicle at the intersection of Niagara and Hurdle. Captain Ronaldo about to tell us what they know at this point.
So I'm happy to report that the baby has been found safe and is currently at Niagara Falls Memorial Hospital. The way this started was that at 12:57 this afternoon, a woman left her keys in the ignition with the engine running and entered a store on Hurdle and Niagara with a two-month-old baby in a car seat in the back seat of the car. Upon entering the store, it was observed that two black males entered her vehicle and proceeded to steal the car, heading southbound on Niagara. She contacted BPD, and we immediately set up a command post and began a grid search, as well as notifying every law enforcement agency in Erie County to be on the lookout for the vehicle. Approximately 40 minutes ago, it was reported that the baby was found on the side of the 190 thruway in Grand Island, and a passing motorist grabbed the baby and transported her to Niagara Falls Memorial Hospital. She has been checked out and is safe and healthy. We currently have BPD officers as well as our SOS detectives up in Niagara Falls right now at the hospital interviewing the person who brought the baby in as well as the mother. So our investigation into this is continuing. The car, however, is outstanding. So we're still asking members of the public that if they see the vehicle to please call 911. The vehicle is a white 2010 Chevy Equinox. The license plate is HEK4594. With that, I can take a couple questions.
Captain, how was the child reported missing? Who saw this happen?
My understanding right now is that as the mother walked in the store, and this happened in a blink of an eye based on some video evidence that was recovered, she saw the car being U-turned onto Niagara Street and start to head southbound. So she had left her phone in the car as well, but used the phone of the store to call 911.
You said the baby was found on the side of the road. Was it in a car seat or just lying there? Or
the information that we have been given so far is that the baby was in the car seat on the side of the 190 thruway in Grand Island.
And she's okay? There's no injuries at all?
Correct. From what we can tell, the baby's unharmed.
Will any charges be brought against the mother for having a puffer?
At this point, I can say that the investigation is continuing. Our detectives will be speaking with her and making a determination.
Is there a name you can give us at this time of the mother?
We're not releasing that at this moment.
Any idea how long the baby was outside on the road before?
We unfortunately don't know that. The car was missing for approximately an hour and a half before, you know, the baby was found, so we don't know if it was right away. The car headed southbound on Niagara Street. But then apparently headed northbound on the 190, went into Grand Island, and you know, from there your only exit basically is into Niagara Falls. So
again, the amount of time between the moment that this happened to the safe recovery of the child.
Well, again, my understanding is that timetable was the baby was recovered approximately a half hour ago at 2:45. The car was stolen at just a little bit before 1 o'clock. So. Almost an hour and 45 minutes.
And the longer. Person who found the baby, was it just a passing motorist, or what do we know?
That's the information we have right now. Our detectives are up there interviewing him as we speak.
Is a man.
It's a male that recovered the child.
But it was on the 190 going north.
Correct. Northbound 190 in Grand Island somewhere.
Okay, so that's not the side that's closed right now, because I know there's some construction sort of thing.
Was this on a ramp, on a, like?
Apparently right on the side of the 190.
Not on the sidewalk, like?
No, there's no sidewalk. It's literally the 190 thruway.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the information we've been given, so that's what we have to report right now.
Okay. Is there any video of the babies there? Is there any kind of like a camera or anything?
Our detectives are canvassing for that. I'm not sure if there's video on that section of the thruway. I know that the NITEC cameras up there aren't necessarily recorded. They're just live cameras.
How is the baby doing?
The baby's fine. The baby was found safe and sound. No injuries reported.
How's the mother?
The mother's very shook up, as you can imagine. Again, we can't stress this enough. We've put this out on our social media pages. We've talked about this in press conferences. Do not leave your vehicle running with the keys in the car. you are creating an attractive nuisance, and never, ever leave a car running with a child in the car. The car was unlocked, the car was running, the keys were in the ignition. Don't ever leave kids in a car, period, especially if the car is not running, let alone if the car is running. All you're asking for is a potential tragedy. Thankfully, today, quick response of our officers, amazing cooperation from every law enforcement agency, state police, Erie County Sheriff's put the helicopter up almost immediately for us. We began a grid search, Kenmore, Tonawanda, the list goes on. And thankfully, this has a great conclusion that the baby was found safe, but you have to do everything you can to avoid this from occurring in the first place.
Can you share which store the mother was going into?
It was a liquor store on Niagara Street right before Hurdle Avenue.
Not the 7-Eleven?
Correct.
Okay. And the person who found the baby...
And that is the situation here at the D District of the Buffalo Police Department as Captain Ronaldo finishes up the briefing. But the good news here, of course, is that this 2-month-old baby has been found. Reporting live from the D District headquarters, I'm Tim Wenger, WBEN.com News.